Farnsworth, brother and sister, E.W. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, 1901. Dear brother and sister Farnsworth, I send you an article just being taken from my pen as fast as I can produce it. I have had important instruction that in all our churches the standard must be raised higher and still higher. There must be more close church discipline in the churches. Those who do not care to follow the Bible, it is written, and carefully retain all their unchristian attitude and act in spirit as the unconverted act, will receive their portion with the unconverted. Let our ministers do most faithful labor in the work of purification of the church in practical lines. We are losing most precious blessings by not presenting to God a church after God's order. All the men who are so passionate that nothing can cross their track but that they have to fly into a passion will only dishonor any church in our conference. God is well pleased with his children who urge and intercede with God and present his promises made in their behalf. But if, while doing this, their mind and heart are full of complainings and murmurings and fault-finding, and their mouth defiled with evil speaking and reproach of others, God has no use for their talents of words. Let all this wickedness of thought and feelings and all malice be put away. When the church members heed the words of Christ in warnings and instruction, then the Lord can work by his Holy Spirit with the members of the church. When the church acts the will of God on its part, then the Lord Jesus will act his promise and reveal his grace to all who put their trust in him. No array of human opposition, however formidable, should dismay God's people. They have on their side the Creator of the heavens and of the earth. Before him, the greatest powers in human high places will be as chaff before the whirlwind. I would now say, be of good courage, but lift the standard of righteousness higher and still higher. I have hold of the strength of the Mighty One, and let this be the will of every soul who is wrestling, soul, body, and spirit, for the victory. We are always glad to hear from you, and we are always interested in our Australian field of labor. Tell all that Jesus is lifted up, that our eyes may be directed to heaven. In much love.